Halftime coverage here on KKIA 92.9 The Moose. And joining me, head coach of East Sac County Boys Soccer, head coach Sam Ellis. And coach, your team concluded the season Monday, the furthest point any East Sac County Raider boys team has gotten, to the second round, losing to Western Christian 6-0. Before we dial into that game, talk about the season as a whole. I mean, it feels like you guys are on the brink of an outburst next year, but boy, this year had the big moments as well, winning the playoff game for the first time ever.
I was just thinking that it just felt like we were practicing in the gym like 2 weeks ago, it felt like. But starting off the season with a win over Logan, I thought that set the tone for what we could accomplish. I mean, because we looked really, really, really good. I mean, most goals we've ever scored in a game is 9, and had good performances all over that. Then struggled a little bit with West Sioux, but I think that kind of helped us realize what we needed to work on. And then had great first halves against Panorama and Carroll, and even a decent first half against Kemper. I mean, it's just those didn't end the way we wanted to, and we flipped those. The season's even better than what we had hoped for. So it's just, season as a whole, I think we improved as the season went on. And the one thing you can never discount these kids for East Sac soccer is that they never give up. Their attitude and their effort is 99% always there. And then we just got to get the belief into them that they are a good team, what they can accomplish.
You look at this as a season of building for this program. You guys miles from where you were last year, and we talked about it even further than you were in 21. But talk about that stretch of games. You know, you get 4 1-goal loss games, and then you turn around, play West Central Valley really close, Atlantic and AHSTW end up being wins. I mean, it feels like the team learned the resilience in years past and was able to put the resiliency on display, having that tough stretch and then turning around and playing a really good team in 1A close, and then back-to-back wins right after that.
That West Central Valley game kind of showed us what we're made of. I mean, that we can play with the better teams in 1A. We just have to believe it. And then once we got to a team that we knew we could compete with, we competed with them. And not only that, we finished in the second half in both games. Just the kids smelled blood in the water and they went after it. And that's something that they have to take from this season, and that's got to transfer to next season.
You look at the final 3 games of the regular season, your program not afraid to go up against stellar competition, Humboldt, Greene County, and Fort Dodge, 3 games at the tail end of the season that were tough games. Going forward as a program, what do those games kind of do for this team? I mean, you're going to return a majority of your team. You lose just the 2 seniors. It's a tough 3-game stretch before the playoffs, but what does your team learn from that as you guys look forward to next year?
Well, those 3 games kind of showed where the holes were in our game and what we had to fix. So it was an opportunity. Anytime you play somebody that's really, really good, they're going to show you where you need to improve, and you have to take that as, yeah, this is what we have to get better at, because the second season, the playoffs coming up, and if we get the matchup we want, we can compete with anybody.
Halftime coverage here on KKIA 92.9 The Moose. Again, chatting with head coach Sam Ellis of East Sac County Boys Soccer. And now we switch gears to your playoff run. You get the best of both worlds in your first round game. You're at home for the first time. Not only that, you get perhaps one of the more thrilling ways to win, a double overtime winner against Kemper, a rival that you guys played close in the regular season. Talk us back through that one. I mean, we talked about at the time, perhaps one of the biggest, if not the biggest, win in East Sac County boys soccer history.
That game, it was at our place. It was against a rival, and it was a playoff game. So they had three things going that for extra motivation. And then I know it's thrilling to win in 2 overtimes, but as a coach, I wouldn't mind winning in the regulation, because that's a little easier on the heart. But those kids, the second overtime, they just willed that ball into the goal, and you look at all the faces of all the kids, knowing that their hard work paid off in that moment. You just sit back and just watch, because that's what one of the moments you coach for, just to watch the kids realize what they accomplished.
You look at that game from maybe a more wide lens of the seasons leading to that moment. I mean, talk about it from maybe the seniors' perspective or maybe your perspective of seeing where this program started back in 2019, and it all kind of came together that night at Wall Lake, beating Kemper 2-1. You're at home in front of your fans. I mean, it's a long time coming, but the process, I suppose, was probably worth it in that moment after you guys knocked off Kemper.
the best thing about that game and that win is we had alumni from that first, from 2019, that first team that was there to watch. That they were there because they were part of it, part of the building the foundation, and they enjoyed it just as much as the kids did because they're seeing where the program can go, and just to see the support we have from the former players coming back and making sure they can help in any way, because we had a couple of them just become asked to be ball boys just so they could be part of it, and that shows you where this program is built on and where it's going to go, because when you have characters like that from 2019 all the way up to now, you're going to be successful because of the attitude and the effort given by everyone on that in the program.
And then you move from that night, you play your first ever second round game in Sioux City against Western Christian, a team that I think everybody knew coming in was a stellar team from Northwest Iowa. Walk us through that one a little bit. I mean, Western Christian gets their goals in bunches, it seems like. You guys were able to close out the second half, playing a solid 34 minutes. Give us some of your thoughts on that one. I mean, it's, like you said, at the time, playing with house money in the second round against Western Christian.
Yeah, we had nothing to lose in that game. And it just going in maybe next year, if we're lucky enough, fortunate enough, which we expect to be in the semifinal again next year, is we'll maybe come at it a little bit different and maybe train for it a little bit different. But the thing is, Western Christians, they score in bunches. We play solid defense. They just capitalize on miscues. And that's what good teams do. And the fact that we got to play one of the better teams in 1A in the state should be a badge of honor. And the fact that the kids were disappointed in the result shows you what their expectations are for themselves and for the season and for East Sac County soccer.
You look at that matchup again, looking towards next year. We were talking about it off air, but those are the type of teams you want to play. I mean, you guys sprinkle them in throughout the regular season, the West Central Valleys, Humboldts, Greene Counties, even Fort Dodge to a certain extent. But looking at that Western Christian game, it almost seems like it could give your team a bit of a look at what you guys want to be going forward. I mean, the Western Christian Wolfpack, a dynamite team, but that's something that can help your team going forward because, you know, like you said, you're playing the best of the best once you get out of the first round.
Yeah, it's a measuring stick, and you want to see where you compare, and you can't do that unless you play the best. And that's the mindset we have going in. We played some really, really good teams, and we found out where we have to go. It's just you always want to end the season playing a really good team because that means you got to a point in the playoffs where you're playing a really good team means that you have a chance to get to the state tournament. That's what we want to do.
And then last question for you, Coach, as you wrap up this 2023 campaign, give us some closing thoughts on your team as a collective. I mean, so many great moments to talk about, but give us some of your closing thoughts on the season.
I thought the season showed a lot of growth. When things didn't go our way, we didn't get the results we wanted, we didn't hang our head and say, oh, that's not what we wanted. When certain goals weren't met, we reassessed and reevaluated and made new goals and then had to figure out how we were going to accomplish those. And then some of our goals were still there with the playoff win and everything else. And we're going to lose two absolutely dynamite seniors that were leaders for us, Elias Aragon and Jacob Murley, who for 3 years have put in the work, showed great leadership, and they've set the tone for the next year coming up. And then I think the summer and the whole off season, we have a bunch of people coming back. We just have to have the same attitude, the same goals, and just realize and have the belief, because that's one thing we'll always preach here at East Sac County is you have to believe. And once you believe, then everything else is going to be a little bit easier.
All right. Well said, Coach. It's a tough ending against Western Christian, but a heck of a season this year.
Well, thank you, and thank you for your coverage throughout the whole season. We really appreciate it, and I know parents, family, even the kids appreciate it all, but thank you so much for your coverage this year.
Well, I appreciate that, Coach. Happy to do it. And for the final time in this 2023 campaign, that was head coach Sam Ellis of East Sac County Soccer. Again, halftime coverage continues here on KKIA 92.9, The Moose.